100 Word Stories.
Hi there. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast at One A Day Until the Day I Die.com. There's a little bit of thunder outside, and I think I'll make some tea and sit out there for a bit. But before that, I'm going to put together the weekly challenge. That's where I post the topic that y'all have been sending in over the years. And y'all write the stories. Then I gather them up and put them here. I hope you enjoy this because, well, it's satisfying. And that's the topic for this week. Satisfied. Let's go ahead and listen to all the stories and see how you feel. You ready? Here we go.
Hello, it's Lisa from Leicester in the UK, and my 100 words this week is just called Satisfied. The sun woke an hour ago and has been nudging me ever since. I'm not ready yet to raise my concrete heavy eyelids. I'm still desperately clasping onto my evanescent evening. Honestly, I'm face down in a pillow and I can't lift my head. It's a struggle keeping the spit in my mouth. I need to go to work, but I probably need to go home first. I sense him next to me. I'm not sure if it's my age or the head fog of satisfaction, but I can't remember his name. I'm far too sated to feel any embarrassment, though. Thanks for listening. See you next week. Bye-bye.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of NorvalJoe.com. And this is my entry for the 100-word weekly challenge number 889 with a prompt of satisfied. So here's my story. Fortunately, the water in the well was shallow, and there was no real potential for drowning. The old man leaned over the well, and in a smug, satisfied voice, he said, "You're stuck now. You're in a magical dead zone." Bilbert bristled. "I have a superpower. It's not magic." The knight laughed. "Call it what you want. You can't use it down in the well." Suddenly, with a grunt and a scream, the old man toppled over the edge of the well and splashed into the shallow water. Bilbert had only a moment to step out of the falling man's way. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Hello, night people. Tom here. And my story this evening is Heaven Can Wait. Story goes my grandmother Marguerite went on the grand tour in 1919. While in Florence, she visited the church of Santa Marguerite, standing in the exact spot Dante last beheld Beatrice. She was struck with an overwhelming sense of sadness. As she gathered her composure in a pew, an old woman gave her a paper and pen. In broken English, the woman explained, "Plead in writing to Beatrice to ask her to fix your love life." Grandma placed the note in the basket at her shrine, and from it she took a piece of paper that said, "Satisfied." She gave this totem to me. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Hello, everyone. Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. Let the music play and smile. They tell you about her. You don't recognize her in their words, but you smile. They talk about what they don't know, veiled words of criticism oozing through. Smile, always smile, because letting them know what you really think would show ungratefulness. And you're not ungrateful. Let the music play. Words turn into this vague hum, and you try to make sense of it all, but you don't want to, because you know all about her. They are satisfied. They have now established themselves as better than you. It's okay. It's okay. You smile. This is my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizzygoodcuff.blogspot.com. I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
This is Serendipity. And here's my story for this week. Mother always used to moan at us kids whenever we were having fun. Stop pulling faces, she'd say. One day, the wind will change, and you'll stay that way. We hated her, and the resentment grew until we decided to put her in her place. I don't know where my brother found the acid, but it sealed our fate. We were at the park, pulling faces as usual, and Mother trotted out her usual line. I grabbed the acid, and as I threw it, the wind changed, blowing it back in our faces. I'm sure Mother was more than satisfied.
Good morning, this is Richard. This is my story on the topic Satisfied, and it's called Unsatisfied. According to the song, you can't always get what you want, but if you try sometime, you might get what you need. But what if whatever it is that you need also happens to be what you want? Do they cancel themselves out, and you get something else entirely? And how about if you don't try sometime, but all of the time? Do you get more than you need? What about if you don't try at all? Do you get everything you want, all of the time? It's all too confusing. Perhaps that's why Mick Jagger couldn't get no satisfaction. That's me done. Until next time, goodbye.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
Thanks to the Happy Chip, everyone is satisfied with everything. The manufacturer's slogan is, after all, you will be happy. Is that a statement of fact, or is it a command? It certainly isn't a threat, is it? Sure, the law mandates that everyone living here has a Happy Chip installed. There are no penalties or fines involved. Anyone with a disabled, malfunctioning, or missing Happy Chip gets one installed. For free. Not a single penny in copays or processing fees. After the surgery, just walk through the scanner and there's the green light. You're good to go. Satisfaction. Guaranteed.
Thank you.
And there you have it. A bunch of 100-word stories on the topic of satisfied. I hope you enjoyed today's show, and let all the writers know how you feel, and that you're satisfied with what they shared on the website, in the comments, oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. The next topic is collection. You can go to the site and on the right sidebar, click the schedule and see how to be a part of the weekly challenge. Thank you to everyone who's a part of it this week. And thank you all who are listening, commenting, sharing, dreaming, imagining, and patiently waiting for this to be posted. I know I took a while to get it up, but it's here. Thank you, and as always, keep it brief.